and welcome to the I Thought So Too podcast. Hello, 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 hello. I hope you guys are doing super well. I haven't actually made a podcast last week, so sorry about that, but I'm back and I'm ready to get into it. You know, sometimes just life happens and, you know, things are just all over the place. So yeah, I hope you guys are doing well. We've come to the end of September. I'm Shukuth. Next month is my birthday. Oh my God, I'm getting so old. I'm just dramatic, but time has been flying. It's just insane how quickly stuff happens. I always say everything takes long in life and then life happens so fast. You wait and all of a sudden, boom, everything's on you, you know, which makes it exciting and scary and all these things. And this past 2 weeks has got me thinking about a lot of things, a lot of stuff that's happened around me with people in my life. Not so much me, but a lot of things, you know, people in your life, family and whatever, it affects you in some way. So if you listen to my podcast, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, I spoke about being a life coach, something that I haven't really pursued much, but I did do the training, and I helped this girl out, and she actually emailed me telling me that she was just asking for some, you know, guidance. So this is something that I could also relate to. Obviously, we always listen to stuff that we can relate to. That's what life's about, right? Speaking about stuff that we can relate to, that we understand, and we understand how people feel because we have been through it as well. She messaged me, or sent me an email saying that she moved to a small town. The town is actually Malmesbury. For the people that live in Cape Town, Malmesbury is like farm town, I would say. It's not very far from civilization. It's not like in the middle of nowhere, but it is like a lot of people farm there. It's like a very pretty little town. And she told me that she moved there a while back, a few months ago, and she has been really struggling to find her way. So she's not from there. I'm not sure where she's from. She's not from there, and she got a job there, a job opportunity, and she moved there. And now she's been there a few months. And if you've moved a lot before, or you have moved before, you know that anything is always like, at the beginning, it's like honeymoon phase. You just love it. You just enjoy it. It's like you don't really realize what you're doing. You're just like having a fun time, enjoying the new things and exciting, but you don't really deal with what, you know, is really happening. It's almost like your brain is like, just have fun, forget about everything else, woohoo! And then eventually it obviously, you know, catches up with you, which is in this case what has happened. So she's moved there and she's been having this job, and obviously it's a small town, so some of the job opportunities might be a bit lacking in terms of what they have compared to like a city has, like Cape Town, which is not like a funny thing. I mean, that's just how it is. Small towns just, you know, they focus on other kind of things. Obviously, it depends on where you go. So she got this job. She's in the dental industry. Yeah, she's a dentist. So she moved there, started this job. And then she told me that the job didn't really focus on what it is that she initially applied for, which is also something that happens often. I've heard a lot of people that have applied for jobs and then they don't do what they applied to do. Or they studied a specific thing, got a job for that, and then the job is now totally different. You know, it's not even what they applied for, which happens often. And she is now living here by herself, and obviously she's feeling alone. So this is a difficult thing. Feeling alone is a difficult thing for anyone. I don't think it's, you know, a person specific. A lot of people say they can be alone. I think being alone is really difficult. And there's a difference between feeling alone and being alone. You know, you can be at your house alone for a week and you might not feel alone, but you can move somewhere and feel super alone because you are alone in that moment and it sits with you, which is a really difficult thing. Then if you feel like obviously everything else didn't work out as you initially hoped or thought or was told it would, then you can get quite depressed, which makes sense. So in terms of this, I have spoken to her, but I just want to give you guys kind of, you know, some kind of clarity on what we kind of spoke about. So, you know, I've told her that she needs to find ways, if that is what she wants, to kind of enjoy it there or make friends there. She's also not someone who's very out there, which I think most of us are not. So it's difficult to kind of find friends and find your way especially with, like, I think, like, smaller towns, sometimes we feel like there's a clique, like, people know each other, and you come in here, like, you know, you have to now kind of make your way. It's not like living in a city where there's people coming and going all the time, and you can just make friends left, right, and center, even though they might not be great friends, but you make friends, you know, or acquaintances, or whatever you want to call it. So I totally get it, and I totally understand how it's difficult. I've been through this before a few times myself, you know, I put myself in the situation as well. And, you know, you have to find stuff that works for you. Like, you have to find opportunities to meet people. So, yeah, I mean, I totally get it. And I say to her, like, she needs to find ways, try things that is happening around her, whether that be joining a class, joining a gym, going to church, joining a church group or whatever, to find people to just have a community. You might not find your best friend, but you might find someone that you can confide in. Everything, you have to start over, you know, if you've moved, you have to start over, especially if you don't have family there or friends. And it's a difficult thing because you kind of feel like you are now lost. And it's like, who am I? I don't know who I am anymore without these people that I knew. Doing a job that, you know, you applied for and it's not that, it's also difficult. I feel like you probably feel like, you know, you were lied to, or this is not what you signed up for. But I think with jobs, it's an interesting thing because you can always get a skill from whatever it is that you are doing, whether or not it's what you wanted to do. And I think that's also where the faith comes in. Like, sometimes, you know, we are being put in situations that we thought would be some way, and then it's not that way. It doesn't mean that it's the wrong thing. It just means that you maybe have to stick it out to see, like, what else can you learn from this? We shouldn't be closed off to learn new things. And then obviously at the end of the day, if you don't like that, and if you decided after a few months or a year or whatever, look, this is not for me, then you can always go back to where you were from, or where your friends are, family are, whatever the case may be. It's not the end of the world. I think people always think, like, I can't go back. People will think bad of me, or people will judge me, or whatever. But I mean, who cares, right? The point is, you've tried. That's all that matters. At least you have tried. And I always say, like, you have to try. You have to try new things. How else will you know? By thinking about it, that's, you're not going to know. So, yeah. So I've been working with her, and I'm hoping that, you know, we get to a point where she feels comfortable. Obviously, also, it's a difficult thing. You need to get out of your comfort zone and feel like you have confidence to get these things going. But the point of this conversation is being alone. Being alone is a very difficult thing. I've been through it before, a few years ago, and it's really tough to be alone. It's really tough to sit in your thoughts. No one likes that. But I just want to tell you that it is a super strong thing, and you have so much power after you've gone through it. There's nothing better than knowing yourself. And I think knowing yourself comes from being alone a lot. It doesn't come from people being around you telling you who you are, who they think you are, or who you think you are because they say so, or who you think you are because you are with them. You are the person you really are when you are alone, when you feel things and you think things and all these things. And being alone, as I said, in the long run, it has such a powerful effect on your life. It is like you can literally conquer, like, a lot of things. I remember when I was actually at a time when I was alone. I think I've told this before. I moved to Pretoria a few years ago, and after also the honeymoon phase of, like, ooh, new place, look at me, I'm so cool, independent, doing things. It eventually, I think after 7 months only, it, like, bumped me in my face, like, okay, Missy, now you're going to be alone. All the fun is gone. Now it's just life, you know, it's not a honeymoon anymore. And I really struggled with being alone. I cried every day for a while. It's true. I didn't eat, all that stuff, whatever. Okay. So as I said, I also went to church at the time, and I met some people, and I had a cell group or so, whatever, just to get me back on track to focus on what is important. But then I decided to come back to Cape Town. I didn't really feel anything about it. I didn't feel ashamed about it. I didn't feel shy about it. I just felt like I didn't want to disappoint anyone else. And that's also where this comes in. Like, if you decide to do something, it's not about anybody else. It's about you. If you think, like, I don't want to do this anymore. What is this people going to say about me? It doesn't really matter now, does it? Because they haven't done it. And I remember at the time, it's super interesting, actually, if I think about it. So at the time, my parents lived here. My parents still worked in corporate. By here, I mean Cape Town. And they were kind of, like, very upset that I didn't want to live in Pretoria anymore. And I didn't want to sing in the barnyard anymore. And I didn't want to, you know, they were like, why are you giving up your dreams? On my side, I was feeling super alone, super isolated. I didn't have family there. I had people that I knew, but I didn't have, like, you know, I didn't feel home there. I didn't feel at peace. I was really depressed. I think that's the most depressed I've ever been. And they don't see that. They see like, okay, you're giving up on some form of a dream or whatever. And, I did come back eventually, and I'm very happy that I did, and I started other things. And they never got that, right? And I think most people don't get it. Most people don't get that feeling of being alone. It's really sad. It's not fun. You know, it's a difficult thing to sit with yourself. It's just like, what am I doing? Why am I here? You question like everything. And you become depressed because you question it. I mean, you can become depressed because you have to deal with your emotions, and emotions are tough to deal with. I mean, it takes a lot of energy. Anyway, so, I mean, life goes on, whatever. And my parents actually, as I said, immigrated last year to New Zealand. And my mom first, when my dad was still in Cape Town, because she went to look for a job and blah, blah, blah. And she messaged me one day and she said to me, she's really struggling. She's just crying every day. My mom is not a very emotional person. So she told me like, she just starts crying for no reason. And I was thinking, oh, really? So the tables have turned a little, Missy. I didn't tell her like, get over it, suck it up. You know, like parents would tell you as a child. And I was like, I literally said to her, I get it. Been there, done that multiple times. You will get through it. Just cry it out. And it's so interesting to me. Like, she's obviously much older than me because she's my mom. She went through this phase, and it wasn't as long as I went through it, but she went through it much later in her life, but she did get it. And then my dad went later on, and obviously they were together, and then she started working and he was studying something, kind of, cause he's kind of retired. And then he also told me like now lately that he's kind of bored now. Because they come to visit soon and he's kind of bored now. He doesn't want to like jump into a job because then he can't come because of holidays or whatever. And then I was like, no, you know what it feels like to be alone. It's not fun. It's really difficult. Some people might find it easier than others, but that depends. Like, are you bypassing what's happening? Are you keeping yourself busy with other stuff? Are you trying not to think about it? But it's difficult. And it's interesting to me that it's happened to both of them. And they have both pointed it out. But the time when I went through that, it was like, why would you give up your dreams? Suck it up, you know, like fake it till you make it kind of thing. And it's interesting because I'm like, you should never judge someone by that or tell them what to do, because it will come back and you will experience it as well. I hope for your sake it happens earlier rather than later. But at the end of the day, we all are going to be alone. One day, you know, some of us might get married or whatever the case may be, and then we will be alone at some point if our person that we are with passes away. I know that's a bit like deep, but it will happen. Obviously, that's just life. We will all have a time in our lives where we are alone, and being alone is a really difficult thing. Most people can't be alone. Most people can't stay alone, even if they are just with people, just so there is something, you know, like some form of people speaking or voices or animals or whatever. They can't be alone. It's not fun to be alone. We are not made to be alone. But being alone is a really powerful thing in the long run, because you really then understand yourself. And that's really a special thing, which is like being without parents for a while. If you move out of your parents' house, you get to know yourself. You don't spend much time with them. I can't tell you how much I've learned about myself in this time that my parents have not lived in Cape Town. It's really crazy. I'm not saying because when they lived here, I didn't know myself. I'm just saying we are so used to everyone else's opinions of life and what we are. If someone says like, you know, you're so kind, or you know, you're so cute, or you always have so much patience or whatever. And then you are for a time alone without those beings in your presence, not in your life, in your presence. Then we realize, oh, I am actually not patient. I'm actually not so kind. Sometimes I think, you know, when we go, we are with certain people, we change up to what we know they are okay with us for. It's like yesterday we were at a braai, and my aunt says something. So I have a very interesting family. They just say whatever, you know, and it can be anything. And I don't mean like appropriate stuff always, but okay. Anyway, she said anything and we were all laughing. Haha. And then he messages my parents and he wants to say what she said. And I said to him, don't say that, because everyone doesn't allow that behavior. Everyone is not okay with the same behavior from the other person. And that's something we have to take into account. And that's something we do take into account. And that's why I'm saying, if you go to your friend's house, you can be in some kind of comfortable way. If you go to your parents' house, you can't be this exactly the same way you were in front of your friend. You know, you can be, but maybe not. because there's like, they won't allow the same or don't like the same or won't laugh at the same things like the friend, right? Or to whoever, it doesn't have to be friends or parents, just anywhere. If you go to work, you can't be the same as you are in front of your parents. You have to go to places, and then every place has its own behavior that is allowed. And every place and every person does not allow the same thing or does not like the same thing. So that's how we get to know people. But if you are alone, you also get to realize what it is that you can allow within your own behavior and with people's behavior. Thinking about it, sitting by yourself and pondering over your life and the purpose and the point and just everything is really difficult, but it is a very powerful thing. I think a lot of people, perhaps as young people, do not have that. Because obviously we are all crazy, we do things, you know, it's like time to explore whatever. But if you have that, you are really in a powerful situation and you have to thank God for that opportunity so you can have it early. So later on, you can really know what you have, what you want, who you are. Because that is really, I think, at the end of the day, what your life is about. To find out who you are, what your purpose is. Not what everyone else's opinion of your purpose should be. And it can take a lot of time. But if you have the opportunity to be alone, you will find it. I'm not talking about for a day. I'm talking about like a few weeks, few months, whatever the case may be. And you sit with it and you hate it. It's not fun always. But you get through it. It'll help you so much. You write it down, you know, write down your feelings or journal. Some people don't like that. But writing really helps. I always say writing helps you because you get the actual idea or the feeling on out. It's something that becomes real when you, the moment you see it, you know, or you can go to a psychologist or whatever the case may be, but everyone doesn't have money for that. And obviously they are expensive, or speak to your friends or whatever, whoever you want to speak with. But people don't get it being alone. It's a difficult thing to speak to people about it if they have never been alone. Writing anything, you know, I always say writing anything doesn't have to be being alone, a letter or whatever. It just helps you to see it. And then you realize it's reality. It's not something you keep inside. It's not a secret anymore. It's out there now. It's difficult. And I don't think being alone and you saying to someone, you know, move to a town, you should stay there. This is just the way it is. No. A lot of people move and then they come home and then they go again. Yeah, there, whatever. Find what doesn't work for you and don't do that then. But you have to try it first. And I think also part of that being alone is like God taking you out of your comfort zone because he wants you to grow in certain ways. And sometimes you can't grow if you are with people that you know. Sometimes you can't grow with your parents. It's just the truth. It's a really difficult thing to say, especially if you are very close to your parents. You can't always grow with your parents. Parents don't always allow growth because parents are set in a way of what they think you are. But they can't always allow growth because you feel like you can't grow with them because they're already set. You know, they are older, they know what they do or what they want or what they think, at least they do. So they won't allow certain things of you. The moment you go and you are alone, you allow these things for yourself because that's just the way that you feel like, oh my God, I actually like this. I actually want to do this. I'm actually interested in this. My mom would literally die if she knew that I'd like this. You know what I'm saying? So it's about you getting to know yourself and dealing with that. I feel also like the moment you are alone and you feel all these feelings is because probably you've been conditioned to think of life and yourself in such a way. And the moment you are alone, you realize none of those things are real. And then it hits you. And it's almost like a reality check. And it's not a fun one. I don't think it's ever really fun. It's a difficult thing to speak about because people don't understand it unless they've been through it. And even if they've been through it, I still think they don't get it because we all find it in a different way. But it's important to know that that's also a time for God that he's like, I want to spend time with you. But I feel like you're so busy with everyone and everything else that you do not focus on who you are and I want you to be or whatever it is that I want you to achieve. Yeah, that's a difficult thing. But I think it's a really important thing. And if you have the opportunity to do something like that and you feel alone, don't be like the world is against me. Whatever I thought is not the way, you know, this is so depressing. My life has fallen to pieces. Think of it as growth. Growth is an amazing thing. You have to grow. You have to achieve. You have to like be open to just be better for yourself and learn new things. Otherwise, what's the point? And to go through a job that you feel like this is not what I signed up for. I mean, it's not right. Let's be honest, that's not what you signed up for. But there's a skill in everything that you learn. And that's really important. You have to know that there is a reason for it and you will learn other things. Don't just focus on, I just want to do this and this is the only thing I want to know or to learn. That's cool, but you are also capable of other things that you haven't given yourself the opportunity to learn. You are really good with this. You'll find out now if you just try it out. You know what I mean? I actually saw this quote yesterday from John Lennon. It says, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. And that's so freaking true. Sometimes our plans just work out. And even if they do, we don't think about everything else that can happen in that plan. Something that we don't want. Something that we don't foresee. No one thinks I'm going to move by myself and I'm going to be alone. Everyone thinks, oh my God, I'm going to move. New city. New opportunities. New house. New job. Woohoo! Everything that's great. We don't think about the bad stuff because then we won't go, obviously. You know, it's like, I'm going to move so I can be alone. But yo, that's a really powerful thing. And you need to come to terms with who you are and how your emotions are. And I think that's something you can do when you are alone. Maybe some people can do it when they are with people. I don't know, but I'm not one of those people. And if that's you, that's cool. See the goodness in this. I saw a video the other day as well, which was really interesting. I never thought of it like that. We have to be, and this is difficult, but we have to be so happy and grateful for the fact that we are alive. And God said, like, she said something like, God said, God asks you. Okay, like, hello. So I have this opportunity for you to go live on Earth, planet Earth, if you want to. And in this time, you will have a long life it's gonna feel actually long, but it's actually super short. And in this time, you will be able to feel every single emotion there is in this time that you are there. Are you willing to do it? And you're saying, yes, I am willing to do it. And then you go, and here we are, alive and cute, and we live every single emotion. But the ones that we don't like, obviously, makes us super depressed because they're like, what is this feeling? I don't like this feeling. I don't want to feel shitty. I don't want to feel bad. I want to feel good. And I want to feel up in the air, man. And I want to feel hit, whoop, whoop. And I want to love everything I do and everyone around me, you know. And he's like, no, you know, that's not how it's going to work. You're going to like some things you're not going to like. And I want you to live in all of those things and remember that there's a purpose, that you have a purpose, that you have there's a point to all of this, and you might not see it now, but it will happen. And the moment that you are so secure in who you are going to be so happy that you went through that, and you are going to be such a strong individual, which is what you want, because the only thing you can trust is me, the Lord, and yourself sometimes, you know. Trust that I have the best for you, even though it doesn't work out the way you thought it would, that it is the best for you and you will come out of it super strong and grateful and wise. And that's really, you know, it's important that you become wise in who you are and the things that you have experienced so that you can give back to the world. If you don't experience anything, then who are you going to help? And at the end of the day, I always say we are on earth to help one another get through stuff. You know, you listen to this podcast because I'm speaking about something that I can relate to, that I've been through, that you might also have been through, and now you can relate to me. That's what it's about. We are helping one another, listening to what we are saying about our lives so that we can understand life better from perspectives, or feel like we are not alone in the situation. There's other people that has also gone through this or is going through this. Yeah, it's a very difficult thing, but it is a really... it's a powerful thing. And as I said, and you have this opportunity that God gives you the opportunity to be alone and to just be sitting in your own feeling, which will never be easy, I think. Accept it for what it is and try to see the best in the situation and know that it will get better. But you also have to try to get to know yourself and other people around you if you are feeling alone. You know, it's about you climbing out of your little shell, which is what you want. You don't want to be held back always or feel like you always have someone who's going to just save you the moment you don't feel like you're doing what you should be doing or whatever. That's why I always say it's good to be away from parents for a while. I don't mean it in a bad way, so that you can find who you are. Sometimes our parents have a really big effect on who we think we are or what we think we do or what we think we like. The moment they're not so much involved, we only realize who we are and what we like because we are not what they are and what they like. I think also when you are alone and you have that, you know, that feelings of who am I and blah, 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 and you figure it out and you're sad with it or whatever, then you are just much more independent and you are just someone who really knows where they are going. You know, you're not someone who thinks you know. I think that's also what's a lot of issues with the world and with people. We try to be something. We try to be things that we think the people want, but that will also keep our family and our friends and our husbands or boyfriends or whatever happy, you know, because they will think like, okay, well, you know, that's good enough for me. I'm fine with that if she does that. But we never like, but what do I want to do? What is good enough for me? Hello. Also, like, when last did I ask God, like, what he wants me to do? Because I don't. I never do. I'm just like, it's all about me. What does this person expect of me? It's not about, what does God expect of me? God made me. He wants me to be here. He's still keeping me here, moving around. He wants me to be here. So what is it that he wants for me? Not what I think everyone else wants for me. Or what does my parents want for me? Who cares? Those days are over, man. If you can take care of yourself now, it doesn't really matter what they want for you. You know what I mean? What does God want for me? Because God will want the best for you. You know what I mean? He won't like want you to do stuff that will make other people not like you. And even if they are not happy with it, it's not about them. It's about you living your life. And sometimes you have to be alone for him to just be like, finally, I can just have an opportunity to speak with you. Because you're always so busy with this stuff. I'm never part of your life because you just try to do all these things to distract from what matters, which is you. You matter. And everyone else doesn't always matter. They do matter, but you also matter. And sometimes we have to get through the bad to get to the good of ourselves. And I think that's really important. We have all good and bad in ourselves, and we need to understand both. We can't just understand the good. Anyway, that's all I have to say about that. So yeah, it's interesting, and I've really felt it also, as I said now, with my parents not being here. It's just, it's amazing how much you change when some people are not in your life. Like, I'm saying, like, I mean, you know, actually having an effect on it, on your decisions. It's insane how you change, how you're like, oh my God, this is who I really am. Oh my word, I never knew. And then by the time that you guys get together, you are just in a space where you are more who you are and you do things that is that you want to do, you know, and that's cool. You need to do that because that's just what you're, that's the point. That's the point of your life, is to be who you are and to find your place so you can achieve great things and become who God wants you to be, not who everyone else thinks that you should be based on what they think people should be like. We are not the same. We are special individual in our own way. So yes, thank you guys for listening. I hope you have a super cool weekend. I hope you have good weather. Apparently it won't be great here, but whatever, right? Bluesy blues. Have a good weekend, and I'll chat to you guys next week. Bye.